This is Ozarks at Large. The University of Arkansas Herbarium houses the largest collection of preserved plant specimens in the state, serving as a center for scientific research and botanical education. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich takes us deep inside the herbarium vault.
The University of Arkansas Herbarium, which operates in the Department of Biological Sciences, is located on the southwest edge of campus. Jennifer Ogle manages the collection, which was first established in 1875.
Which is just, it's amazing. It was 4 short years after the university itself was established. It was established by Francis Leroy Harvey. He was a professor of geology and biology, and he also founded the university museum. And he did this when he just went out and started collecting plants and animal specimens and bringing them back to the university and preserved them for study.
Originally housed in Old Main, which at the time had a flourishing greenhouse and moved several more times, the herbarium was consolidated and relocated to this new climate-controlled facility last May.
There are 8 in Arkansas. We're the oldest and we're the largest at we estimate at 125,000 specimens.
This herbarium, including a state-of-the-art facility operated by the Arkansas Natural Heritage Commission, is part of the Southeast Regional Network of Expertise and Collections, or CERNAC, where over 130 colleges, universities, and nonprofits are preserving regional flora. Other herbaria operate in the Great Plains, Mid-Atlantic, Midwestern, Intermountain, Southern Rockies, and Pacific regions.
We collect anything that is considered a vascular plant, from ferns, conifers, gymnosperms, monocots like grasses, trees like oaks. We collect everything that's considered a vascular plant. We also have a collection of mosses at this herbarium. So we collect everything. If it's naturalized, whether it's native or not, if it's a non-native that's naturalized, we collect it and document its presence in the state.
Along with herbarium staff, graduate students, and volunteers collect field specimens, which are brought to the secure facility by appointment. A botanist with Arkansas Natural Heritage Commission is coordinating with 8 active herbaria in Arkansas to train volunteers to digitize collections for public access, including 41 volunteers here at the U of A. She opens a handheld wood slat framed press used plant material containing alternating pieces of cardboard and acid-free blotter paper.
We take a piece of newsprint and set it on the blotter, and then we take our plant specimen that we've collected and flatten it out as best we can, close the newsprint, put another blotter on top of that, and then put a piece of cardboard on top of that, and we just repeat the process. If we have that many plants, we repeat the process until the press is full, and then we put the frame back together. And then these heavy-duty industrial straps are used to apply pressure in a very even manner to the press.
The press is then placed in a heating cabinet to cure the plant material. This afternoon, volunteer Faith Shaw, a master naturalist and member of the Eureka Springs Native Plant Garden Project, is carefully gluing dried pressed plant material onto archival paper plates.
For me, I cannot learn enough about native plants, so what better place for me to learn it than by mounting these specimens? That some of the specimens I'm mounting are 10, 15 years old.
A backlog of plant materials being cataloged by Ogle and her growing troop of volunteers. Each plate also contains printed interpretation, including the collection date, Ogle says.
The most important part besides the plant is the label, because it tells us where it was collected, who collected it, the identification of the plant, and also the habitat, which is vital information for us to conduct meaningful research on these specimens in the future.
Research scientists and college students, Ogle says, use the herbarium for research as well as to learn about plant identification and about Arkansas flora. Ogle opens one of dozens of large steel cabinets containing preserved plant specimens categorized by type. This particular cabinet is a sampler to introduce newcomers to the wide array of plant material collected here, from ferns, trees, lilies, to grasses.
They can come here and they can lay all the specimens out on the table and compare the differences and learn that there are 5 species in Arkansas. Of course, Cornus florida, or flowering dogwood, is the most famous example that we have and the one that everybody knows. But then we have 4 other species that are shrubs and that occur in different habitat types.
Specimens may contain leaves, flowers, seeds, and branches. Volunteers are also repairing preserved specimens that are falling apart due to old age. For example, one from 1930.
The plant is starting to disintegrate a little bit, and so we'll need to repair it. And by doing the same process that Faith is doing, but with a fine brush, we'll take a fine brush and brush glue underneath it and try to get it to reaffix to the paper.
Pest control is critical here, otherwise the entire collection is at risk.
Everything we bring in the plant presses, after we dry them, they go into the freezer for a few days to kill whatever might be left after the heating process. And then they go into a cabinet and wait their turn to be mounted. In the meantime, we enter the label data that we recorded from the field into our field notebooks. We put them into our database. And then once the plants are mounted, they go back into the freezer for a few days to make sure, again, that the insects are not going to cause trouble. And then they get put into the main collection, only at that point. And then we systematically go through the collection, integrated pest management. We don't use chemicals anymore because they're harmful to us. We don't want to use them anymore. So we found that by keeping the temperature in the herbarium very low, and also by systematically freezing the collection, it keeps the insects at bay.
Jennifer Ogle was hired as herbarium collections manager in November of 2019. She travels the state networking with other herbariums and attending regional conferences.
And I offer field trips to the public. I'll be leading a trip to Smith Creek Preserve this month as well. So that's one of the ways we conduct outreach at the herbarium.
The herbarium collection is currently being compiled online.
In 2014, I believe, a whole consortium of herbaria in the southern United States got together and applied for and were awarded a grant from the National Science Foundation to digitize almost 5 million specimens. And so this herbarium was part of that. And so all of the Arkansas material was imaged through that project. And it's available online through the CERNEC portal, S-E-R-N-E-C.
A search of black maple trees brings up a photograph of the original specimen collected by D.M. Moore in 1946 at Devil's Eyebrow in Benton County. The herbarium also contains rare plants.
When the Heritage Commission was hired to survey Kessler in 2014, one of the first things that the botanist Theo Witzel did was he surveyed the herbarium to find out what specimens were known from Kessler Mountain. And he set his sights on rediscovering some of those. And in fact, he rediscovered a species, the Missouri ground cherry, on Kessler Mountain, growing in that loose rock below the bluffs on Kessler. It hadn't been seen anywhere in Arkansas for 60 years.
Thought to be extinct.
So this is a rose pink. It's Sabbatia arkansana. It's known from Saline County only from a couple sites in nepheline syenite glades. That's the habitat type, very unusual habitat type. It was found by an amateur botanist and photographer in the early 2000s, and he alerted Theo Witzel with the Heritage Commission to its presence, and Theo said, yeah, that's different.
Herbaria are also critical to tracking the consequences of climate change to flora as well as invasive plants and tree species. The U of A Herbarium is hosting an open house next month.
So on March 7th, which is a Saturday, from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock, the herbarium and the arthropod collection in the Department of Entomology is having a joint open house. The arthropod collection includes insects and spiders. And so they're going to have some live specimens for kids to look at. And I'm going to have a Be a Botanist station where kids can do their own plant mounts and make greeting cards with plant parts. And then we'll offer tours of both of the facilities.
The U of A Herbarium has a new website under construction, but the public, for now, Ogle says, is welcome to check out events and expeditions on Facebook. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
The Southeast Regional Herbaria Portal link can be found on our story link at ozarksatlarge.com.